Place your bets. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There's a big debate going on over whether Goldman Sachs deserves the asset whooping it's been getting. Goldman is accused of stacking the deck by letting a big client design his own bet, a bet on the U.S. mortgage market. But Goldman's defenders point out that that happens all the time on Wall Street. Goldman's defenders point out that its customers knew. Every bet has to have two sides, whether you're betting on mortgages or betting on blackjack. And as long as the players understand they might be outplayed, and as long as they understand that a shark can occasionally show up at the table, that's the chance you take when you walk into the casino. Gambler, beware. But that argument misses the point. I think we've come to accept that parts of Wall Street are a casino. But here's what we expect from a casino. There are some huge casinos in this country, right? Foxwoods, Mohegan Sun, Bally's, MGM Grand. Gambling is a $90 billion business. And that's just the legal stuff. Thousands of people go to casinos and lose money night after night. They may lose their homes, their families. A few may even jump off a bridge. And that's terrible. But their casino losses don't affect the lives of the people who didn't go to the casino. Somebody going to Vegas and losing his retirement at blackjack doesn't cause people who never play blackjack to lose their retirements or their jobs or their homes. If there was a casino that did have that effect, I think the masses would grab their pitchforks and close that casino, which is exactly what's happening now. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.